We're in the middle of Daf Hey Amid Beis. If you see the Tosfos Dibra Maschil Ha, the first of the two, it's right in the middle there. Tana Rabbana. This Braisa is going to address the question of who gives the Kesef Kedushin. Is it he or is it she? And who declares that this is for Kedushin? Tana Rabbana. Ketzad b'kesef, nosan lo kesef o shova kesef, v'yomer lo hareat mekudeshesli, hareat moresesli, hareat lili into, hare zu mekudeshes. The Bryce opens up by telling us that the man, the Makadish, has to give the money to the Isha. And then it says, aval he shenosna, but if she was the one who gave him the kesef, that's as far as the Nesin is concerned. It's got to be Kiyikach. He has to give the money. Now, as far as the Lashonis of Kedushin, the Braisa tells us that there are a number of possibilities as far as the Lashonos of Kedushin. One of them is Hareat Mekudeshesli. That is the classic. Then we have Hareat Moresesli, that refers to the Erusin. Then we have Hareat Li Leinto, and the word Leinto means a wife. So you are for me as a wife. Harezu Mekudeshes, all these Lashonos are fine, and please emphasize the word Li. Aval Hishen Nosna V'Omra Hi. Now we have the other polar extreme. We don't know about the middle case, but if she gave the kesef and she made the declaration, the Loshen Kedushin was hers, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, Hareini Moreses Lecha, Hareini Li Lecha Leinto, Eina Mekudeshes. So Maskif Lorav Papa. Rav Papa takes the Reisha of this Braisa and the Seif of the Braisa and derives the middle case and sees a stira here within the Braisa. Because in the Reisha, the reason why she's Mekudeshes, Taima Dinosan Huvi Omarhu, he did both the Nesina and the Amira, implying that it's not enough for him to do the Nesina, he must in addition have the Amira, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha. But if who, Nasan who vi Amra hi, if instead of Hare At Mekudeshes Li, as his verbal declaration, she declared Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, Eina Mekudesh. So that's the implication of the ratio. But now we look in the Seifa, and the Seifa says, Aval hi shenosna lo vi Amra hi, that she did both the Nesina and the Amira, lo avi Kedushin. Taima, the reason why the Seifa excludes it, is because Nosna hi v'gam v'omra hi, she did both the Nesina and the Amira, implying her. Had it been that Nosan hu, that he did the Nesina, v'omra hi, and the Amira was hers, when she said, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, havi Kedushin. Now we have a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Nafkamina is going to be the case of Nasan Hu V'Omra Hi. Please note that the Gemara never doubts the assumption that the Nesina has to be his. That's the barest minimum. Later on in Mitzvah, we'll have a case of Adam Chashuv, where at least in terms of the, if you isolate the actual Nesina, she did the Nesina. But nevertheless, it's considered that he did the Nesina. But as a general rule, with that exception of Adam Chashuv, he has to do the Nesina. But does he have to have the Amira as well? Or could it be possible that her Amira would suffice, which is the implication of the Seifa? So the Gemara answers, Reisha Davka. We're going to start from the Reisha. And the Reisha is going to tell me that it's Gedavka has to be that he does both the Nesina and the Amira. Seifa Kedi Nazba. The Seifa is just given as a general rule. It's not meant to derive any extra conclusions. The Seifa is written, Kedi means Lashav, for no purpose. And in truth, she's we invalidate the Kiddushin, not only in the case where he did the Nesina, and not only in the case where she did both the Nesina and the Mira, but even in the case where he did the Nesina, but she made the statement, that too is going to be excluded. So Nasan Hu V'yomra He is left out because it's implicit in the Reisha as a case where Enoch Mekudeshes. Tani Sefer Milsa de Sisra de Sosra Leila Reisha. The Gemara is not so happy about the activating the principle of Kedin Nazba if that Kedin Nazba sets up a contradiction. In other words, sometimes you derive from a pasuk enumerating a list of halachas, some of which are true, but they don't have to be derived from that yalfusa. That's okay. That's kedin nazba. But to set up a kedin nazba, which is a contradiction to the reisha, that's very difficult. So the Gemara offers now an alternative explanation of this price. Elahachi ka'amar. Let's interpret the price of thusly. Nasan hu, the Omar hu. If the case is that he did both the Amira and the Nesina Pshita Avi Kedushin, that's the classical, model ideal of Kedushin. Nasan hu, the Omar he. If he gave her the money for Kedushin, but she made the statement, the declaration of Reini Mekudesh Eslecha, Nasa Kedusha, Nasna he. Ve'omra hi, ve'lo avi kiddushin. The middle case that we had a kind of debate about, an ambiguity about, namely nasan hu ve'omra hi, that is left out in the braisa because that case has the same status as a case of nasna hi ve'omra hi, meaning the significance of the Amira is such that it's an integral part of the Maisa Kedushin, and therefore even though he did the Nesina, but if she does the Amira, that itself undermines the Kedushin, invalidates it because it's as if she did the Kedushin, she participated in the Maisa Kedushin, because the Amira, as we said before, is inherent and essential to the Maisa Kedushin. The Ibais Ema. The Gemara says, I can offer you another possibility to reconcile this contradiction. And that is, Nasan hu v'amar hu, if he did both the Nesina and the Amira, Mekudeshes. And then if Nasna hi v'amra hi, that's the Sefer. In other words, not only did she give the Kesef, but she also declared, Arei Mekudeshes l'cha, Eino Mekudeshes. What about Nasan hu v'yomra hi? Sfeika hi. Actually, it was left out to indicate that it's a suffix. There's a stira between the Reisha and the Sefer, because that stira itself generates a suffix. On the one hand, he did the Nesina, and that's a fulfillment of Ki'ikach. On the other hand, her Amira of Harei Mekudesh Eslecha is considered tilakach isha le'ish, as if she took herself to him, which is excluded from the pasuk ki yikach ish, as opposed to ki tilakach isha le'ish. However, what do we do in a case of a suffik? Here, the Gemara says chayshinan midrabbanan. Now, what does that mean? Chayshinan midrabbanan. So the Ritva has an explanation that really it means that she's not Mekudeshes, strictly speaking, according to the Ikar Din. The Chachamim are going to be Choshesh L'chumra because of the severity of the Yisra'eshes Ish, and they're going to create a Chashash Kedushin where there really is no Chashash Kedushin. So Chashina Midrabbanan means that it's not really a Suffolk. It's a Chumra Midrabbanan, as opposed to a Suffolk, which would be a Suffolk to Raisa L'chumra. Some Rishonim hold something to Raisa L'chumra is the Oraisa. This pshat of the Ritva would really be substantiated if you assume that something to Raisa L'chumra is only the Rabbanon, and that's why there's no steer between the Gemara's first formulation calling it a Safek and the Gemara's final formulation calling it a derabbanan, because ein chinami is something deraisa is derabbanan. The Rambam, however, when he codifies this halach in Perek Gimel Milchus Ishus, he writes that she's mekudeshes misafek. He doesn't add the fact that it's derabbanan. And it would seem that we really have, according to the Rambam, a bona fide safek deraisa. However, one could suggest, and this is the famous sheet of the Ran, that a safek deraisa in the case of kiddushin, when we're wondering about the kiddushin, whether it was valid or not, we vacillate back and forth, there's no clear-cut decision, that itself is only drabbanan because the Torah says, uki gavra cheskasai, she had a cheskas heter, a cheskas pnuya, and therefore the Torah would say that if you have a safek, then uki acheskas heter. And since she's a pnuya, we assume she still is a pnuya until we know definitely otherwise. So that's what it means when the Gemara says Chayshinan midrabon. Omar Shmuel. And here we're coming to the end of Daf Heyamid Beis, and the last sugya of Daf Heyamid Beis is this sugya of Shmuel, and he's focused on the Amira. The din of Amira and Kiddushin. Omer Shmuel b'Kiddushin, Nosan lo kesef, v'shove kesef, v'omer lo hareat mekudeshes, hareat moreses, hareat li le'into. If you take out the word li, it's hareat le'into, harezu mekudeshes. And it would seem from the language of Shmuel that the word li is not critical. And B'li Neder, we hope to come back to that point a little bit later on. Now, in the next case, he said, "Hareni ishech, hareni ba'alech, hareni arusech, ein kan beis mechush," means it's nothing, it's worthless, not even a suffix. And the reason for this is because he's using a language which is invalid, because he's not taking her, but rather he's taking himself to her. He's assuming that he becomes her husband. That's not even a safek kiddushin. And the Gemara is going to explain this later on, because the post says, ki yikach ish isha, and not she yikach es atzmo eleha. Fine. Then Shmuel continues, and he says the following, v'chein begerushin. There's a parallel in gerushin. Nosan lo. The Omer la hareat mishulachas, hareat migoreshes, hareat buter sechol adam. That's fine. Harezo migoreshes. But any ishech, any balech, any arusech, any kan base mech, Simon Sophic Gerish. And the reason again is because the Torah says, Vishulcha mi beso, the Baal has to send her. Not that he should send himself away from her, but he has to send her away from him. So if he says migoreshes, that means he's sending her away. But if he says eni balech, that means he's taking himself away from this marriage. That's not a valid gerush. So that's the statement of Shmuel. Now the Gemara has a diun to discuss Shmuel. Amalei Rav Papa Labai lememra disavra Shmuel yadayim she'ein mochichos havyon yadayim. Meaning, what happens if a person uses an incomplete language, but we can tell contextually what he meant to say? He left out certain words. That's called Yodayim Shein Mochichos. Yodayim Mochichos is much clearer. You know, the language, maybe he didn't use the exact word, but the intention and the implication of the word is clear. Here, we have to really be mashlim what he meant, just because contextually we have, shall we say, circumstantial evidence that indicates what he meant, what he had in mind, but it's not muchach. There's no hochach. There's no proof from the language itself. It's only a yad. That's called a yad. The yad, Rashi says, is like the handle, and all you have in your hand is the handle. But you can pick up the kli itself. But here it's eino mochichos. In other words, the language that he used doesn't prove in and of itself what he had in mind. He didn't say areat mekudeshes li, but rather he said areat mekudeshes. He didn't say li.
In other words, the language itself is not crystal clear that he wants to take her as his wife. Maybe he's not saying that. He's saying that you are a married woman. But l'chora, this is against the Mishnah at the beginning of Nazir. Omer aha, harezen Nazir. Aha, eheyeh in Hebrew, is a strange kind of language. It's a yad, maybe, aha Nazir, but he never completed the language. Ah, Favinenbo, we ask, Vidilma, ahei, betainis kamar. Maybe the words ahei, the word ahei can be interpreted many different ways. How do we know from his language that he's being makabel upon himself, Nazirus? So the Gemara answers, oh, the Gemara has another possibility, Vidilma, ahei, besainis kamar. He wants to be in a state of tainis. The Omar Shmuel, the who shall a nazir over lefan. That everything depends upon the context, upon the circumstances. If there's a nazir that's walking in front of him and he says ahei, which means I should be, what does it mean I should be? I should be what he is. That's already a yad. Maybe I have a Titus Kamar, Amr Shmuel, for who shall you nozer over the fun of? Taima the nozer over the fun of, halavachilo. In order for this Kabbalah Naziris to be chal, we must have a nozer over the fun of. In the absence, then we have to assume that he's got here a yad, but Enam Ochichos. Even though it's a nazir over the fun of, that's called a yad she'enam okicha. We understand his kavona vahei based on the context and the circumstances. But ahei itself could be ahei b'nere, b'tainas. So now let's compare the two halachas here, the two statements. There's one statement of Shmuel that if you leave out the word li, nevertheless the kedushin is valid, and that's called the yad sheinam ochiach. But in the case of nazir, the Mishnah establishes that the word ahei is in and of itself as a yad sheinam ochiach would not engender a valid kabbalas nazirus. He would not have to observe nazirus. And what's the difference between ahei and harei at mekudeshes, where he doesn't add the word li? So just like in ahei, you can have a suffix, maybe meant to be betainus, not necessarily nazirus. So too, you can have a suffix in the case of harei at mekudeshes, maybe she is mekudeshes, but not to me. So the Gemara answers, hachamayaskinon di omar li. That the case here, Legabi Kedushin, which Shmuel mentioned, it is a valid Kedushin, that's when she says the word li. And if she omits the word li, then, I mean, if he omits the word li, I didn't mean to say she omits the word li, then what we have here is perhaps a Yad HaMochiach. Now, what makes this into a Yad HaMochiach? So the answer is because, see, the Gemara now is reinterpreting Shmuel, that Hachamai Askinon Di Omar Li. And in our text of Shmuel, it doesn't say Li, it says Ariat Mekudeshes. It sounds like the Gemara is now trying out an akimta, you know, testing the waters on a possible akimta to assume that Shmuel is talking about a case where he did in fact add the word li. So the Gemara says, Yehachi mai kamashmal. I mean, Shmuel didn't have to repeat what we already know, the fundamentals, the basics, Ariat Mekudeshes li. Anybody knows that. So what is the chiddush of Shmuel, that if a person says, Ariat Mekudeshes li, that she's Mekudeshes? There doesn't seem to be any chiddush. So the Gemara answers, and here we're going to turn to Daf Vav and Aleph. Hani lishni basroi kamash malon. Shmuel's chiddush is not in the words hareat mekudesh asli, but in the subsequent lishonis that he enumerates here. For example, he mentions hare at. Let's go through the list of Shmuel's cases. Hare at lila into hare at mu'ureset, and in all cases, apparently he said the word li. So the Gemara answers lishna basroi kamash malon. He's trying to teach us the sefer that if he uses a different language of hareni ishech, hareni balech, hareni arusech, then it would not be a simple matter to say that's what it means, and therefore the kedushin is chal. And in the case of gerushin, if he would say any ishech, any balech, any arusech, that wouldn't be a suffix at all. Achaksiv ki yikach ish ishu bala, and we dashen from that velo sheyikach es atzmo. Velhacha in gerushin it says ksiv v'chasav l'sefer krisus v'nasmiyam v'shilcha miveso. The darshim, now we have a drasha that if the gerushin was carried out by a shliach, if lo shishalech es atzmo, what does this mean? That just like we said in kiddushin, it's kitikach lo tilakach, he's not allowed to say a lusha which would indicate that he became her husband, and so to in gerushin, he should be using a language that's crystal clear. In Kiddushin, we have halacha of velo sheikach es atzmo, and in Gerushin, we have halacha of velo sheishalach es atzmo. And therefore, in Kiddushin, if he uses the term hareini ishech, it's invalid. The Kiddushin is not chal. If he uses in Gerushin the term eini ishech, it's not valid. And this is the Chiddush of Shmuel. The Chiddush of Shmuel is not the Lashonos of Kiddushin that are valid. Those are crystal clear, and you have to add the word Li as we saw before, because otherwise it would be a Yad She'eino Mochiach, and it would not be valid. The Chiddush of Shmuel, rather, is in the Sefer, and that means that any of the Lashonos that are valid, but the Lashonos that indicate that he's taking himself to be a Kaaba husband, or he's removing himself from the Gerushin, those are invalid Lashonos. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to add another list of Lashonos. If a man says to a woman, Hare at ishti, hare at arusati, hare at knuyoli, mikudeshes. And then, hare at shali, hare at birshusi, hare at zkukoli, mikudeshes. Interesting how the Braisa divided up into two categories. First it said mikudeshes, and then the second category, lisnu kula khadada, kechada. Why didn't the Braisa integrate them into one and say Mekudesh at the end on all six Lishonos? Tana, Tlas, Tlas, Shab'inu V'Garsinu. The Tana himself heard these dinim one at a time, meaning three at a time, I guess we would say. First three on one occasion, the second three on a different occasion. And that's why the word Mekudesh appears wedged here in the middle. But basically what we could say is that there may be two categories here. It's not coincidental that the Tana heard them on two different occasions. The second category indicates more of what we call reshus. The first category indicates the concept of a kinyan ishus. A kinyan ishus, which is knuyali, or a kinyan ishus of arusasi, perhaps Hareat Ishti. But in the second set of three, there the Lashon Kedushin reflects Bailus or Rishus, Hareat Shali, Hareat Bershusi. Ibalu, the Gemara wants to know, what about other Lashonis that aren't listed here in this price of Tanur Rabbanan? Is this price exhaustive and these are the only six Lashonis that you could have? Or do we say, etc.? And the Gemara wants to know, Hareat Miuchedesli. That's not as clear as Knuyoli. It's a little bit fuzzy. Where does Miuchedes come from? What was the Hab mean that Miuchedes means marriage? You mean you're singled out for me? So the answer is that if you look in the Chumash at the beginning of Bereishis, there you will see that the Torah says, V'davak b'ishto v'hoyu l'bosar echad. And v'hoyu l'bosar echad is reflected by the language miyuchedesli. Or perhaps davak b'ishto is miyuchedesli. I'm davak in her and she's singled out for that marriage relationship. Mahu. Would that be a valid Lashon Kiddushin? Miyuchedesli. That too is a term that's borrowed from the Chumash. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Asher lo ye'ada, and Yud is a Lashon Kiddushin with regard to Amavriya. And the Gemara says, Mau, would these Lashonos be effective? No mention here of Charufasi, by the way. That's going to come up later on. So the Gemara's answer is, as we'll soon see, that this is not a clear cut halacha. The halacha is not clear in these cases, and the best you can ask for is a suffek kiddushin. The Gemara goes on to ask, "Hareat ezrasi mahu, or hareat negdasi mahu." These also are Lashonos that come from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eselo ezer kinegdo." So negdasi is milashon kinegdo, and ezrasi is parallel to the lashon of ezer. Now, what if he says to her, "Atzurasi"? Atzurasi is also a word that appears in the Torah, which usually means, in its context, that you are in my home. That's what Rashi says over here. And you'll find, for example, in Shmuel, it says, Ki im isha atzura lanu kitmol shilshal. So we have all these Lashonos that are taken from the Torah. Now we have another, you know, we go back again to the story of the creation of Eve, of Chava, and borrowing terms from that story of marriage. For example, Areat Tzal'asi, you are my spare rib, Mahu. Now, the pasuk that we want to focus our attention on, which is in Bereishis Beis, Vayikach Achas Mitzal'osav, Vayizgar Basar Tachtena. Let us isolate here three different words in the pasuk. Number one is Tzal'osav. Number two is Vayizgar, and number three is Tachtena. And this pasuk is referring to marriage. So if a person says, Tzal'asi, you're my spare rib, or Skurasi, which means Vayizgar Basar Tachtea, or Tachtai, because it says Tachtea, Mahu, would these Lashonos be valid? Then the Gemara goes on to ask the question of Tfusasi. Tfusasi is a word that appears in the Torah in the parasha of Sota. Vehi lo nitfasa. Nitfasa means to have a marriage kind of relationship. So the Gemara answers only one of all the above. The Gemara says, Mahu. Lekuchasi mahu, and the Gemara says pshot miachada desanya haomer lekuchasi arezu mekudeshes mishum shenemar ki yikach ish isha. In other words, in all the other cases, the ishus that's indicated by that word is a unique and yotze dofen kind of abnormal ishus. If you go back to Adam and Chava, there it says v'davak be'ishtava ilbasar echad. That's the marriage of Ben Noach, which is basically a marriage of Yichud, of Miuchelesli. Miuchelesli is a special kind of Kiddushin in the case of Amevriya. And that's within the context of Amhus, of Avdus. And not only that, Ashelo Ya'ada might mean that Yud could be effective in the case of Amevriya even without Kesef. I don't know. That's what we have to think. In Ezrasi and Negdasi, these are all the shonas of the meaning of marriage, of Eselo Ezer Kenegdo, but it doesn't refer to the Kenyan aspect of marriage, nor to the Ishus or Rishus aspect of marriage. And the word Atzeres, which we find in the context of the Isha Atzuralo. Atzuralo means she's almost like incarcerated, like she's separated from the rest of the world, and Atzuralo is that's a word that could indicate issues, but it's not a hardcore word or term for issues. Same you could say about Salosi, Skurosi, Tachtai. These are not necessarily Lishonos of Hare At Mekudeshesli. Now, in terms of Halach Lamaisa, we're going to have here a suffix, because Gemara comes to no particular conclusion here. And I don't know, the word Lekuchasi, that's a little bit on a lower end of the totem pole. Because Lekuchasi could refer to Lekicha in general. It doesn't have to refer to Ishus. And Harei Knuyali is a valid Lashon Kiddushin. Iboilehu, Charufasi Mahu. This was the case that was left out. Now, where does Charufasi come from? That's a case of a Shivcha Charufa. Toshma, the Sanya HaOmer. If someone says to a woman, Hareat Charufasi, Mekudeshes. And why is that? She came to Yehuda, Korim La Rusa, Charufa. Now, this is very interesting that the Lashon Kiddushin that's being validated here is because of what goes on in Yehuda. There are different languages or different uses of terms in different parts of the world. So in that district called Yehuda, the word for Arusa was Harufa. Does that mean, therefore, if I'm standing in 6,000 miles away from Yehuda, that I still assume that Harufasi is a valid Lashon of Kiddushin? That's what Gemara is asking. If the Yehuda have Yeruba the Alma, do they represent most of the population on the earth? That therefore the language of Charufasi is a language of Kiddushin? Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar, Omer Charufasi Mekudeshes, Shenemar Vehi Shivcha Nechrefes Leish. In other words, the meaning and the significance of the word Charufasi is not limited to the minhag of how they use that term in Yehuda, but rather it's a biblical term and it refers to marriage. Because in the parsha of Shivcha Charufa, which means a Shivcha's Mureses, the Torah calls Erusin by the name Charufasi or Nechrefes. The Od, and furthermore, be Yehuda Korin Arusha Charufa. That's just adding an extra strength over here. But basically, Shivcha Nechrefes, in the context of a Shivcha Knainis, means a Shivcha Mureses. Although, again, you might ask, is there Tfisas Kiddushin in the case of a Shivcha? But what the Gemara means is, and that's what the Torah means, that if you miyached a Shivcha to an Eved Ivri, is that would that would itself be meaningful. And Kiddushin is Tofsin on the in a case of a Chatzia, Shivcha Chatzia Bas Chorin, and he uses that language, Hinech Refes Leish, which means the part of her that's a Chatzia Bas Chorin is Mu'reses, and the Kiddushin are Tofes in half of her. I mean, again, that's going to be a complicated sugya in Masech the Gittin. The Gemara says, V'Yehuda V'Od L'Kra, you have a pasuk that indicates that the word Charufasi is a Lashon Kiddushin. You need to tell me what goes on in Yehuda. Who cares what goes on in Yehuda? The pasuk says, Charufasi Necherefes. Elahachi Komar. Ha'omer Charufasi B'Yehuda Nikudeshes. When a person utilizes this language of Charufa in Yehuda, and therefore, since in Yehuda it is a word that's used for Erusin, therefore she is Mukudeshes. In the rest of the world, I don't know, maybe this Lashon is not worth anything. It's not a Lashon of Erusin. Charufa is not a Lashon of Erusin. Let's go on. B'mayas kina. What's the case in all these sfeikas? We had a whole long list of lshonos of safek. Elam, if it's a case, b'eino she'eino medaber or b'she'eino medaber ima b'al iske gita v'kudushel. This language came from totally out of context. You know, it wasn't like they were talking about, you know, where they're going to buy the furniture after they get married. And he used one of these unclear languages. So the Gemara says, in that case, Mina Yada, my comer, how would she understand what he has in mind? And therefore it's poshut that she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. Ella be Medaber Imal Iske Gita Mekudeshes. Maybe the case was that they were discussing marriage, and now he says these slightly ambiguous terms, like Hare At Miwedesli, or Hare At Ezrasi, Hare At Atzurasi. Afal Gav Delo Omar La Nami. Even though he didn't use a Lashon Kiddushin. In other words, you're assuming now, the Gemara says, that the reason why these Lashon Kiddushin might be meaningful is because he was medaber imal iske kedusha. The halacha is that in medaber imal iske kedusha, there's no need for a lashon. The whole thrust of medaber imal iske beinyan kedusha is to replace the need or remove the need for a lashon of kedushin. Afal gav delo amar lo, even if he didn't mention kedushin at all, nami, nevertheless she would be mekudeshes. And the reason for this is that the purpose of the Amir is to indicate to her what's going on. Otherwise, she doesn't have approval for marriage. But in a case of Medaber Imal Iske Kiddushel, there's no need to have a formal declaration Areyat Mekudeshesli, because she understands that this is Kiddushin. But the Gemara says, Nami, even though I agree with you that Nosan Lo Kesef Lekadsha is in all these cases of medaber imal iske kiddushel, it's not necessary to have an amira, and she'll still be married. It's not hoy medaber im isha al iske gita v'kiddushel v'nasan lo gita v'kiddushel v'lo perish. Is Rebbe Yossi Omer dayo? Dayo means there's no need for a lashon kiddushin. And the reason for that is because medaber imal iske kiddushel substitutes for a lashon kiddushin. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. And the Omer shetzarech lefarish, she's got to spell it out. It's not enough that there's marriage around. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need any amira. So, if it was a case where there was no oskim b'inyan kedusha, then for sure it's not valid. How would she even know what he has in mind? If on the other hand it was the context of oskim b'inyan kedusha, yet you don't need an amir at all. So why are you vacillating back and forth about all these lashonos? Amri, the Gemara answers, Liolam b'medami maliske gita v'kedusha v'i di yoev la v'shasik. It's hachinami hachamayaskinon di yoev la v'yomer la bahani lishni. The Gemara says that the case here is that even though he was medabri maliske kedusha, and therefore had he given her something and not said a word, then she would be an Eish HaSish. The marriage would be valid. But Hachmai Eskina, what's the case? The Yoev Lav Yomala Bahani Lishni. Instead of utilizing the full-fledged, full-blown, simple, straightforward Lashon Kedushin, he used one of the other Lashonis of Kedushin that were very ambiguous. Bahachi Kami Boilai. And this is what the Safek is all about. Hani lishni l'kiddushah k'amar la. Shall we assume that his intention was for kiddushin odil malim malacha k'amar la? Maybe the interest here was for malacha. Maybe his kavana was for malacha, that she should come and do malacha for him. So at the end of the day, what we're saying is about all these lashonos of safek is that even though they were talking about Iske Kiddushel, and had he given a Shabbat Pruta without saying a word, she would be Mekudeshes. But here, when he uses these languages, so now the Kiddushin has to be understood, and the law of Kiddushin in the context of these languages. And in many of these cases, we're going to vacillate as to whether or not he meant for Kiddushin or he meant for Malacha, that she should work for him. And if that be the case, then what happens is that when he goes ahead and uses a particular language of Kiddushin, he's basically nulling and voiding the Hayu Oskin Ima B'Iske Kiddushel. Because even if he was Osek B'Iske Kiddushel, if he gives it to her with a language that is invalid, then we don't care about the fact that he was Osek B'Kiddusha. The Kiddusha was fixed in stone by this particular language. And if this particular language is not clear, then what you end up with is a Safek, what the din is. And the Gemara actually concludes Teiku, which means that all these questions are left in a Safek situation. And there was no Pshitus to this Ibailahu. And therefore I would assume that she would have to have a get in order to marry somebody else, which is the case that we're going to get to called Safek Mekudeshes. Now the Edom on the Kedushin themselves are in doubt. They don't know if they are playing a role as Edom and they can deliver testimony, or they cannot deliver testimony. But what we want to study today is this sugya called Gufa Hayimidaber Mishal Iske Gita Vikudishev Nasala Gita Vikudishev Lo Perish Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. And the question is, do we know what the final conclusion is about this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, who accepts the principle of Hayu Oskim Boso Inyan Vinyan Kiddushin, or do we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Shetzarech Lefarish? There's a Chok V'lo Yavar under all circumstances, absolute rule that he has to explain to her what he's saying to her. If this statement or declaration has any relevance, then she has to hear it as well. Om Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel V'hu Sheoskim Boso Inyan. Let's just review Shmuel. Shmuel is saying that the statement of Rabbi Yossi that the Kedushin are valid, and he says, Rabbi Yossi says, V'lo Piresh, and therefore it seems like there was no Lashon HaKedushin that was employed. How then could Rabbi Yossi be makshir and validate the Kedushin? Who shall you ask Oskin Be'osinya? That the Oskin Be'osinya replaces the need for a Lashon Kedushin. V'chein omer el Rabbi Lazar omer Rav Oshi omer who she'asukim Be'osinya. And since they were talking about the marriage, and they were already setting up decisions about what's, you know, how they're going to make this do and how it's going to be scheduled and organized, that itself replaces the need for a language of Kiddushin. Now, in general, when we have a language of Kitanoi, what we really want to do is explain a Machlokas Amoraim as being dependent upon an earlier Machlokas Tanoim that predates their Machlokas. But here in this case, that's not really accurate. What we're doing is we're taking Machlokas Tanoim and equating with another Machlokas Tanoim. And this Machlokas is between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar bar Reb Shimon. Rebbe says that if they were Oskin Ba'oso Inyan, then she is mekudeshes. Rabbi Elazar says, no. He's got to be, the chassan has to be, medaber imal iske kiddusheha. It doesn't mean that they're osek in that inyan now. So what's the difference between the two? Rebbe seems to be saying that you need Oskim Osinyan exactly at this moment when he gives her the kesef, whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and he says that even if there was a time lapse, he was medabrim al iske kedusha and ein asukim bioso inyan. When it came to the Shas Kedushin, meaning when he did the Nesina, at that moment in time they weren't discussing marriage. The Rashba says the Machlok Shin Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi here, that was the first price that we had, is the same Machloks between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the price that we're learning now. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that in the case of Oskin Boso Inyan, it's not enough to say that, you know, they were talking about it earlier, they have to be now Oskin Boso Inyan. And Rabbi Yossi says, "Dai sheyu asukim mi inyan l'inyan bioso inyan." So that is a very fascinating formulation of the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi of the Rashba, and in that sense, identifying that machlokes with the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is to require Oskin Bioso Inyan, whereas Rabbi Yossi would allow Mi Inyan L'Inyan Bioso Inyan. And that's exactly what Abai says over here. The Gemara says, Vi Lav the Asukin Bioso Inyan Mi No Yodam Aiko Omar. What is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that he Afal Pichain Asukin Bioso Inyan? How would she know what this is all about? Maybe he's giving her a box of chocolates because he's going to be giving everyone a box of chocolates. I don't know what. Amar Abaye, what it means is not that they weren't dealing with Kedusha, but may inyan l'inyan be also inyan. Now, they weren't talking about Kedusha per se, but rather about, you know, marriage and so forth, what's going to be, who's going to pay what, how they can afford it, will they be able to maintain an apartment or take a mortgage, all these different questions came up. And that's called me inyan l'inyan be oso inyan. The Rakba Zen, only in this case, where it was inyan l'inyan be oso inyan, then, and only then does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say that she is mekudeshes when he gives her kesef kiddush. Now, even according to this expansionary halacha or shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you can have kiddushin even though they're not being osek this moment in kedushin, but it's rather minyan le'inyan. The answer is that minyan le'inyan means there's still some relationship to kedushin. In Paschal Lagamre, let's say it wasn't minyan le'inyan, but they completely went off on a different track. Then clearly, when he gets up and he gives her a ring or whatever he gives her, but he didn't say Arayat Mekudeshesli, she's not Mekudeshes. That means that if they were discussing Iskei Kiddushin and he gave her Mos at that time, she is Mekudeshes. In other words, that there are complicated issues that come up with regard to kiddushin, so you better make sure that if you're getting involved, you have to be if you're getting involved in some sort of rabbinic or supervisory capacity, you have to be a bucky in the dinim of getting the kiddushin. Otherwise, don't bother it. You're going to sit on a bezdin for Ebenezer and get the kiddushin. Maybe you'll be matir in erva. Just be absolutely clear and 100% without a shadow of doubt that you are a bucky in the dinim of gittin and kiddushin. And Rav Yemar goes even a step further and he says the following: afilu lo shmiale. In other words, what's the barest minimum of knowledge that could allow you to be within the fold, and you're allowed to be osek as a dayan in these areas, to the exclusion of someone who doesn't have enough knowledge, and who doesn't have enough knowledge, even someone who didn't hear Hadar Rav Huna or Shmuel, this statement of Rav Huna in the name of Shmuel, that we paskin like Rav Yossi, and apparently that halacha is very shchiach. You have a case where a man didn't say anything, but yet they were dealing with Iskei Kiddushin. And again, it could be a case where right now they're being Osek Iskei Kiddushin, and it might exclude the case of Oskim be Oso Inyan. It definitely means that according to Rabbi Yossi, you would need, as we said earlier, daber ima ishal iske kidusheha. And the Gemara says, amale einachinami. If he doesn't know this halacha of Rabbi Yossi, of you oskin be iske kidusheha, and he gave her kiddushin, and she's mekudeshes. If he didn't know that halacha, then he shouldn't have any shaychus, any havmin of sitting on a bezdin as a dayan. V'chein begerushin. Now we mentioned Shmuel back on the Hey of Beis, who says that there are certain lashonas of kiddushin that are valid, clearly valid. V'chein begerushin. There too, you have a list of lashonos that are valid, clearly valid. Nosan lo gitav yomal areat mishulechas, mishulachas areat migoreshes, areat muteres lechol adam, arehi migoreshes. So those are all classics. Fekti gemar pshita, nosan lo gitav yomal liishto, areat baschorin. And here we go over to Dafav Mibes, Lo Omar Velo Klum. The Lashon of Baschorin is not appropriate for Afkos Ishus. Hariat Baschorin. Baschorin is appropriate for a Shivcha. You want to give a Shivcha a Get Shivcha. Then you could say Hariat Baschorin. But this is not a Lashon of Gerushin. Omale. Now let's say he uses, in the flip side, a lashon of kiddushin, a lashon of gerushin, he uses it for a shivcha, He's lo omer v'lo klum. That too is not valid. She's not a mishuchreres. This is not a lashon of shichru. It's a lashon of gerushin. And if it only works by an anishas ish, she's receiving gerushin. And kevan shaisa asur lakol kshaisa anishas ish al yidei gerushin muteres avol shivcha yidei shachurin in ases muteres lakol. The Gemara says that, as Rashi explains it here, the lashon of Hareb Muteres Kol Adam is not appropriate for a shivcha, because a shivcha, even after she receives her shichru, she's not Muteres Kol Adam. For example, an eved she can no longer marry. So in other words, we're saying that there's a status change here, but it's not a pure one-sided Muteres Kol Adam. Before, while she was a shivcha, she could marry an Eved. Now she's a Baschor and she cannot marry an Eved. Omar La, here's the suffix. Until now everything was clear and definite. He says to his wife, L'ishto hare at le'atzmech. What does that mean? You're independent. You know, a man owes Maisi Adayim, Parnosim, his onus to his wife. And quid pro quo, he receives her Maisi Adayim. So maybe he's saying to her, Areat Latzmeich, and I don't want your Maisi Adayim, you can keep it for yourself. Mahu. Could it be a Lashon Gerish? Mi Amrin Elam Malacha Kar Malah. That she can do her own Malacha. And she can keep all the dividends and all the compensations to herself. Oh, Dilma Lagari Kamala. Maybe means that she's completely outside of his rishus, and she is a Magureshes. She can go marry somebody else. But now the Gemara is going to resolve this question about Hare Atlatz. Mech Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Toshma. We learned in a Mishnah, Gufo shall get Shichrur Hare Ata Ben Chorin. So we're talking about an owner of a Yisrael who owns an Eved Knani. Now he wants to be Meshacher him. He writes, Hare Atah Ben Chorin. Hare Atah Liatzmecha. Says the Gemara, Hashta, Uma Eved Knani Dekani Le Gufe, Ki Omar Le, Hare Atah Liatzmecha. Is Le Gamri Ka Omar Le? Isha Delo Kani Le Gufa, Lo Kolshken. In other words, in the case of Hare Atola Atzmecha, in a Get Shichrur, we say that he means complete. La Atzmecha Legamri. That the Eved is now Mishuchrar. Now, if you compare the concept of Shichrur Eved to the concept of Kedusha Isha, if we can make that comparison, which is a stronger kinyan? A husband, as we said it many times, has a kinyan iser vis-a-vis his wife. But in the case of an Eved, the Adon has a much more profound, all-extensive kinyan. He has a kinyan begufo shel Eved. And yet, despite that full-fledged kinyan, if he says Hare Atol Atzmecha, we assume Legamri Kamala. In other words, he wants to be Meshacher as Eved. In the case of an Isha, where he has a limited kind of kinyan, because Gufa Shalish is not cutting to him, how much more so should Hare Atah or Atlatzmech be efficient and effective for Gerishin? So that's what Ravina told Ravashi. Next, Ravina continues to talk about this topic. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Omar first says Liavdo, Ainli Asek Bach Mahu. What does it mean, Ainli Asek Bach? Does that mean that I'm terminating the ownership of my Eved? Or maybe he's saying to the Eved, in the meantime, you can do malacha and pocket the money. But I'm not giving up my kinyan begufo shel Eved. Ainli Asek Bach is only a partial kind of a shichur. My, the Gemara says, Mi Amrinon Ainli Asek Bach Legamri Kamala. He means to be Meshachri the Eved and be Mafkia, his kinyan, Begufo Shal Eved. And now as a result, this Eved will be able to marry a Bas Choret. Oh, Dilma, should we say, Lemalacha Ka'amar Lei? That he is only interested in a partial Shikrur. He's being Meshachri the Eved from Malacha. And I don't know if that's on a temporary basis or it's irreversible and eternal, I don't know, but he's not being Meshachar the Gufa Shel Eved. That was the suffix that Ravina had in the language of Ein Li Esek Bach. Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Ashi V'Amrilei Rav Chanin Mechozo L'Rav Ashi Toshma. Now, I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara is addressing Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the one who received the question. Maybe what the Gemara wants to say is that come and hear a raya from a brisa so that you, Rav Ashi, can give a response, the proper response to Ravina's question. And he says the following. Toshma hamocher avdo li oved kochavim. You're not allowed to sell an eved to a guy because the guy is not going to allow the eved to fulfill mitzvahs. And not only that, if the mocher who owns the eved went ahead and violated this din and he sold the eved to an akum, then katsu chachavim. He's going to have to repurchase the Eved at any cost. Even if it means to pay 10 times the real market value of the Eved, it doesn't matter. That's the Knas. Yotzal Lecherus, once the Eved goes out free, Vitzorech Get Shichur Mirabo Rishon, in this particular case, they'll need to get Shichur not just from the present contemporary Adon, but he'll need to get Shichur from the first Adon in order to allow him, the Eved, to marry Bas Yisra. So what we see from this is that a person who sells his Eved to an Akum is in such a case there's a Knas and the Eved goes L'Cherus. And so, what are we saying over here? There are two possibilities in the case of Mocher Avdolov de Kachov. One possibility is to say that he has to be Poda the Eved, and the other possibility is to say that the Eved goes free. And it seems from this brisa that both are true on a monetary level in terms of penalties. We're going to force him to buy back the Eved from the Akum, even if it means spending 10 times the value of the Eved. And not only that, there's a second dimension of the Knas. Even after he redeems the Eved from the Akum, nevertheless, the Eved is a free agent, Yotzal Lecherus. And there's no allowance for the Rav, the Adon, to continue being mavid him and forcing him through this shibud to do malacha for him. However, on the other hand, even though there is such a knas on the head of the Adon, but the Eved hasn't received a get shichra, the question is whether the Eved himself is a full-fledged ben chorin to marry a Jewish girl. The Brisa says no, v'tzarek get shichra mirabo rishon, he'll have to receive a get from his Adon, his previous Adon. So we see here clearly that with regard and in the context of Avdus, there are two different dimensions. We call them Tzvei Dinim. There's one monetary dimension, and there's another question of Isa V'Heter. The purpose of a Get Shichur is way beyond just the monetary dimensions. The Rabbanan could impose a Knas on the Rav that will virtually make the Eved a free agent as far as monetary law is concerned. But nevertheless, the get shichur has a different category, a different halacha to it, and that is that the get shichur is mafkia the kinyan iser over the eved in such a way that now the eved can marry a bas chorin. When do we say that the eved needs a get shichur? That's only shelo kasav olav ono. That's only in a case where the adon did not write on the eved when he sold to the guy ono. Ono is a certain kind of a document of a shtar that indicates shichur to it. Kasav all of ono zeu shichuro, meaning the shtar itself that was given to the akum. That last point makes no sense. It wasn't that the shtar was given to the akum, the shtar was given to the eved, or to someone who'd received the shtar on behalf of the eved. And the Gemara wants to know, what is this ono? Hechi domi ono? Amrav sheshes, the kasav lei, kishetivrach mimenu, ein li esek bach. That if you successfully are able to run away from the akum to whom I sold you, then ainli esek bach. You won your freedom, so to speak. So if a person owns an eved and he sells the eved to an akum, and he writes a shtar to the eved that if you wiggle your way and as a fugitive from the running away as it is from the akum, then you're a free agent, ainli esek bach. And the ainli esek bach is a lashon shichur. And then there's no need for a shtar shichur because the eved already received the shtar shichur, because the language that he received in the shtar, ainli esek bach, is indicative of hafkos avdus. Now the next sugya is a world-class sugya called Hamakadish B'milveh. And I don't know, I'm trying to think if we should start it now. Maybe we'll just learn the simple pshat now, and then we'll get into more Amkus tomorrow, Bli Neder. We know that a man can be Makadish and Isha with Kesef, but what if he's Makadish Ho with a milveh, with a loan? Omar Abaye, Hamakadish B'milva, he writes, Hareat Makudeshesli B'milva Shehilvesi Loch, Eina Makudeshes. He had given on the money as a loan way back when. Now he wants to use that money as Kesef Kedusha. And the truth is that it says in the Pasuk, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, that the effectiveness of Kesef is like the same with regard to Ephron. And when he says, I'm being Makadish with a milveh, he's not really giving her anything here. He already gave her the money, and milveh lo tzon, that money is hers. She has to find other monies to pay him back. What is he giving her now? However, Abai says that doesn't cover all the cases. Banos milveh, if he says to her, Aret mekudeshes li banos milveh mekudeshes. But the Osir Lasos came in nay haromas ribis. There's some sort of a din of like a vak ribis here, or haromas ribis, if he does such a thing. But in Anos milveh, he really is Makadisha, and she is Mekudeshes. Now the Gemara tries to explain Abaye, Hai Hanos Milve Hechidomi. What's the case of Hanos Milve? What does he mean when a man is Makadisha with Hanos Milve? Ilema the Azkifa, if he's now giving her a halva, but he's giving it to her with ribis, the Amar Law, here I'm giving you arba zuzi, but bechamisha zuzi, I'm expecting you to pay me back five. And that extra zuz, which is ribis, he says to her, I want to be mekadesh to you with that. his kachli bezuz chamishi. Now you owe me the fifth zuz, but I'm letting you off the hook as far as the fifth zuz is concerned. Is that's hanah? Maybe she gets hanah from it, but that's certainly not kedusha, because her rivis ma'al yisahu. If he made up with her that she would pay five for the four that he lent her, that's absolute rivis gemura. So why did Abai say that's haramas rivis v'od? And furthermore, hainu mekadesh b'milva, hainu milva. In other words, what's the difference between saying keep the money that I lent you, or to say to a person hainu milva? He says that once she already was obligated to pay the ribbis on that, namely the fifth zuz, that now she's obligated to pay it to him. And if he's mekadisha with that fifth zuz, that's also basically mekadish b'milva. So where do we have this new category which Abai formulated of mekadish b'nos milva, where she is mekudesh it's v'al lo tzricha the arvich la zinna, which means that he extended the time period of the payment to the loan, and he was mekadisha with the hanah that she doesn't have to pay back the loan on time, according to the original deal, the original contract, and so forth. And basically, if she needs the money for a longer period of time, she would be willing to pay anyone who intercede on her behalf and try to impact upon the malva to give her a longer period of time for a piron. As the hanah here is a very definite hanah, because we know that you pay to hold on to someone else's money. So he said to her, "Is kachi li hanah zu?" That what? That you would pay someone else to induce me to have influence on me that I should push off the zman piron. Now you don't have to pay anyone to do that, because I'm willing to do that if you'll marry me. Even though, again, you're not allowed to. It's asur la lova losa samal v'kesef bishvil shiitcha zvan apiron. In general, as a rule, a borrower is not allowed to give the lender extra funds in order so that he can keep it longer. But kan here it's different. Kavan shelo katzas la esar ribis. This was not a case of ribis ktsutza lo hisna ima b'shas halva. He did not make a specific amount. He didn't stipulate a specific amount of ktsitas damim that would have to be paid to him in lieu of this loan, and therefore would be ribis. In such a case, he didn't receive any extra money from her. He's just waiving the payment of the ribis. Abai says that's something you're not allowed to do, because that's called haramas ribis, but it's not ribis gemura. But in any event, that's the case of hanas milva mekudeshes that Abai mentions. Now, let's say he would say to her, I'm being mekadesh you with the hanah that I'm being mochel on the entire chov. L'chora, that should certainly be a valid kedushin if it works in the case, although it's not recommended, where he's being mochel her on the ribbis. How much more so if he's mochel on the entire chov? And he says, by hanah zu that I'm being mochel you in the entire chov, I want to be mekadesh you. So that even though the mos already in her bank account or in her pocket, nevertheless, this is not like a Mekadesh B'milva case, because there he's being Mekadesh with the milva itself, meaning the mos, and that he's not giving her anything because he gave her the mos mizman. She's not receiving anything new now. But here, in the case of he's Mekadesh with Hanah Mechilas Milva, that's considered like he gave her something of value. So Vili Neder, what we want to pick up next time is the sugya of Matana al Menas Lahas.